Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
At-risk youth from Majesty Gardens, Greenwich Town, and Caribbean Palms Estate trained in ornamental fish farming. Stay with us to find out more on today's edition of Calling Farmers. Our Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
I remember when I didn't like school and Mommy used to have to wake me up.
Tabla, hurry up. You're going to be late for school.
Hey, now that I have a tablet, you don't need to wake me up. Since Mommy and Daddy bought me a tablet, I use my tablet for all kinds of cool stuff. I use my tablet to read books. I use my tablet to learn about history and science. I use my tablet to help with my homework. I even use it to talk to my daddy at work. Hello, Daddy!
Learning is easy and fun with a tablet. Take care of your tablet. Use it wisely.
10 young people from the communities of Majesty Gardens, Greenwich Town, and Caribbean Palms Estate in St. Andrew are benefiting from training in ornamental fish farming, thanks to the Rakul Enterprises School of Education and Technology Reset. The training session was the second of a series aimed at equipping young people from vulnerable communities with skills to pursue profitable ventures and contributing to the growth of the economy.
It is basically to give an idea what are the different scopes this program have, and not only producing fish and selling them, and they can involve themselves in making aquarium tanks, and also it is a new thing that they can make frozen foods for fishes, pet fish industry, which no one is doing in Jamaica.
Program director and owner of Reset, Dr. Raghavan Ramamurthy. The session was organized by Reset in collaboration with the Jamaica Social Investment Fund and the National Commercial Bank Foundation.
It's very unique, and we see it as a vehicle to uplift the youth. And with agriculture, it's a good avenue to boost the economy.
Business Development Officer at the National Commercial Bank, NCB, Damien Sibleys. It comprised a classroom session where the participants were provided with basic information about the industry, including business and economic opportunities. The youngsters also visited a fish farm in Heartland's St. Catherine for hands-on exposure and experience. Majesty Gardens resident and program participant Ricardo Bennett shares his expectations.
We'll just get a wider knowledge on this and hopefully can start a small business and make some money if anything.
Other training sessions will be held to empower youth in at-risk communities in Kingston and surrounding parishes. Ornamental or tropical fish farming involves the breeding, rearing, and marketing of freshwater fish for purposes other than food and requires minimal startup cost. Fish are kept in a tank, an aquarium, or an outside pond. The ornamental fish trade is valued globally at $15 billion and grows by 14% annually.
With little investment, they can start a business. For example, the one who wants to start a business on frozen food, what they basically need is a small refrigerator and little investment like 50 to 100,000 buy raw materials initially and make some frozen foods and sell them. And also they can produce some live foods for the industry like Daphnia and brine shrimp and so on.
Program director and owner of Reset, Dr. Raghavan Ramamurthy. The protein-rich raw materials needed to start a business in the frozen food aspect of ornamental aquaculture includes but is not limited to cow heart and liver, as well as natural vegetables. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Warn jackass before you lick him. Translation, warn a donkey before you hit him. And this means, indicate your displeasure before you act. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.